How can we provide conducive environment for the private sectors to come to invest, to come to create more jobs for the people? And when we mean investors, even we begin with those we have in, within Goodwill Estate. That's what we have done. And also we are looking at infrastructural development. That means feeder roads within states, the roads leading to agricultural rich areas. We are looking at the provision of health care to the people. How can we improve on the health services to our people? We talk about education and how can we improve on education to our people, and specifically the young people who never got a chance to attend to formal education, primary school, secondary school, and the other tertiary education. How can we engage them in the vocation training and give them that special skills that can help them so that they become more resilient and reduce this vulnerability amongst them? That's why we look now at seeing the partners and see who can help us do so. So we developed our programs and we wanted to change the narrative, to change the, to be a game changer in a way that many, many years we have been receiving only humanitarian assistance from the UN and other donors. They only give humanitarian. How long as South Sudan will we depend on humanitarian? Time has come for us to also change the narrative, to be a game changer, whereby we need to develop our program, say, yes, this is what we have. The program we have is this. That's what we did in Yambia. We develop our own programs, and we incorporate into the four pillars, and we develop what we call 11-point agenda for the people of Yambia, where we are looking even at value addition. We have fertilizer land. We can use this land to grow crops. Even we can go into cash crops, like we can go to other things. Even we have more than 3 million head of cattle in this country. We need to do value addition for this, to benefit from milk out of those cows, and also benefit from meat. We can export the meat. We can also make these necklaces and earrings out of the horns of those cows. We can also use the skin, and yet from a cow alone we can get several things. So these are the things we need to bring together and look at simple technology, even soap. Can't we make soap within the country? Even the papers? Can't we do that? So we need to see how we begin with simple technology and start using these things in order to transform South Sudan economically. So that's indeed what we are doing.
Yeah, how can this learning and accountability event, actually all the partnership, really be realized in other parts of the country as you have already succeeded in Yambia?
Yes, exactly. The aim of this partnership is not only to remain in Yambia. It's a program which is to be replicated in all the 32 states within the country. But what happens here is there is also a great need to make South Sudanese people be the drivers of this change. Because as a South Sudanese person, we need to be the one heading this. We need to provide the ownership. We need to be the driver for this. Then when people see that we are moving very well, they will be in a position now to support us. Like in Yambia, we have been supported because we already provided the framework. We already provided the readiness. We were ready to do that. Then people say, yes, these people that are ready to help themselves, can we help them? We cannot only depend on people. We have to plan for ourselves. We have to take lead. We have to be a game changer. We have to change the narrative. That's indeed what we have done in Goodwill Estate, and now we go into partnership. After these people see that there's a commitment from the local community that we are ready to do these things by ourselves, and this is what we want to do, they come in. And when they come in, there are commitments we need to do. We commit as the local community that this is what we'll do. They will also commit and say this is what we'll do. That's why we talk of mutual accountability. That's why we bring the issue of transparency here. That's why we bring the issue of shared planning. We talk about shared coordination and communication and co-location and also the mutual accountability that comes in to this program, whereby everybody will be later on accountable to make sure there's accountability for result, accountability for action, which we have to do jointly. Not only one person say, this is what I will do for you. That's what we are doing here.
So how can this partnership be really effectively sustained?
It can be sustained if we, the South Sudanese people, we are ready to provide those frameworks for ourselves. We are able to discover our gaps. What are those gaps within our communities that we need to fill? The moment we know those gaps and own them and make sure our own South Sudanese people own these things, then people will just come to help us. You cannot be helped if you have not provided what you need help for. That's why to sustain this, we, the South Sudanese people, must be the drivers in different states to know what are our problems, what is the gap. If we fail today, we will move to another level. That's what we can do to sustain it. And to do that, we need commitment to be there. We need to be committed. There should be political will from the states as well. We must have political will to move this. We must engage everybody to be part and partial of this program. That's indeed how we will sustain the program, because we will be having activities. These people will come and support, and both of us will jointly work together and see accountability and let on see the positive impact of this program.
As one of the previous speakers said that they will work together to end these vulnerabilities. Is it really something that is going to be achievable?
Yeah, it's going to be achievable. It will be achievable because then a lot of money has come to this country, but the way this money has been used, because we South Sudanese people have not been able to provide that framework, to provide that, to discover our own selves, to see how can we be helped to help ourselves. So when now we have started to see the gaps, how we can help ourselves, people will help us help ourselves, it is more sustainable and it's going to work.